In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. Two nights, 10 candidates per night, the Democratic debates kick off this evening in Miami. Many of the lesser-known candidates have one job: stand out, not just for its own sake, but also to pull in as many donations as possible during the last few days of the month, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Only 20 of the candidates showed that they had the poll numbers and donors required to be invited to the debates. Jennifer Nickel-Victor teaches political science at George Mason University. She says these debates are a critical opportunity to fundraise because at this point in the campaign, money does two things.
It buys stuff. And for the most part, what money is buying for candidates is airtime to produce television ads. The second thing is money is a signaling device.
She says it's a way to show a candidate is popular and has plenty of cash to make it. But Hans Hassel at Florida State doesn't think these debates are really about getting the public's attention.
This is really about playing to political elites.
He says lesser-known figures need to prove to those powerful in the party that their candidacy is viable. Show them that
political elites can support this candidacy and the money that they invest will provide a return on investment.
He says after the debates and second quarter financial disclosures in the coming weeks, we'll have an even clearer sense of where things stand. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.